So we check for multiple things. So there's a 12-point system that we check everything from how far away you are from the steering wheel, the angle of the steering wheel, your pedals, your seat belt, where it sits on your shoulder, your headrest. We even check your mirrors, side mirrors and the rear view mirrors, and as well as like the tires and making sure the horn works, the lights work. And a lot of these newer cars have a lot of technology, so we check to see if it does have the technology, and if you need help working that, we can kind of show you how to work that if you need so.
Oh, that's great. So basically, they have an appointment, they drive up, stay with their car through the entire thing. And some of the things I know that you mentioned, like some people don't wear their seatbelt. And why is that?
So we've learned that some people don't wear their seatbelt because it kind of cuts into their neck of where the seatbelt hits. So they'll have it like over their shoulder and only have the lap portion on, or it's just uncomfortable.
Welcome to Aging in Style, the podcast dedicated to celebrating aging and what it takes to do it well. I'm Lori Williams. I'm a certified senior advisor and senior housing expert. In each episode, you'll learn stories of older adults who are thriving in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and in some cases in their hundreds. Whether you're an older adult or the child of an older adult, this podcast is filled with insightful resources, organizations that are doing incredible work, and stories that will inspire you to volunteer, learn, and who knows, maybe even skydive in your golden years. Hi, welcome to this episode of Aging in Style. Have you heard of a program called CarFit? Probably not. And so we're going to explain to you what that is. I just learned about this myself about a month ago, and I've invited Amanda Mills, who's an RN, trauma program manager at Medical City Louisville. I've invited her on to tell us all about the CarFit program and how you can find an event in your area to go make sure your car is fit for you. So welcome, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be out here today talking to you about CarFit.
Great. I'd never heard of this program, and you did a great job telling us about it. And I think everyone was kind of blown away. So tell us, what is the CarFit program?
So CarFit was created back in 2006 in collaboration with AAA, AARP, and the American Occupational Therapy Association. This is a program that's ran by a lot of volunteers. And so we'll set up a little station, and people are able to bring their cars to make sure that they are fit for them. We really focus on making sure that their vehicles are as safe as possible. We really hone into the older adult population, because as we get older, our eyesight, our vision, our hearing, our reflexes all change. And so we want to make sure that the cars are adapted and safe for our older drivers.
That's wonderful. So important. So tell us, what kind of things are you checking for when they bring their car through?
So we check for multiple things. So there's a 12-point system that we check everything from how far away you are from the steering wheel, the angle of the steering wheel, your pedals, your seat belt, where it sits on your shoulder, your headrest. We even check your mirrors, side mirrors and the rear view mirrors, and as well as like the tires and making sure the horn works, the lights work. And a lot of these newer cars have a lot of technology, so we check to see if it does have the technology, and if you need help working that, we can kind of show you how to work that if you need so.
Oh, that's great. So basically, they have an appointment, they drive up, stay with their car through the entire thing. And some of the things I know that you mentioned, like some people don't wear their seatbelt. And why is that?
So we've learned that some people don't wear their seatbelt because it kind of cuts into their neck of where the seatbelt hits. So they'll have it like over their shoulder and only have the lap portion on, or it's just uncomfortable. Multiple different reasons. So we really strive to provide the education of why the seatbelt is important, what it will do for you if you are in a crash. And then we help make sure it aligns correctly on your shoulder, that it's not cutting into your neck or it's not too far over your shoulder, that it's really in the right position. So if you were in a car accident, that you would be safe. Sometimes we have issues with it does cut into the neck. So then we can recommend different products, like a thing that goes around the seatbelt, so it makes it a little bit softer. So if it is on your neck there, that it's not kind of cutting in and it's a little bit softer. So sometimes we get donations, and if we have those, we give them out. Otherwise, we help them find places where they can find them at a low cost.
Great. The other fact that I think all of us found alarming was how fast the airbag is coming out if you're in an accident.
So So the airbag can come out anywhere between 100 to 200 miles per hour, depending on the make and model of your car. We strive to make sure that all of the drivers are a minimum or at least 10 inches away from the steering wheel. So when that airbag shoots out at 100 to 200 miles per hour, it goes about 10 inches. So if you are 10 inches or more from the steering wheel, you are in a safe spot or a more safe spot. So we provide each driver that comes through with a little paper tape measure so that they can practice measuring themselves from the steering wheel. And then they can also take it home with them so that if they get in somebody else's car to drive, or maybe their husband got in their car and adjusted their seat, that they can make sure that they are always at a minimum of 10 inches away from the steering wheel.
Right. And the other thing you mentioned that I did not know, and I actually need to check my car, but the placement of the steering wheel, that it should not be turned up. And tell us why that is.
So the placement of the steering wheel. So when that airbag comes out, we talked about how it comes out so fast. We want to make sure that if it does shoot out and for any reason you are closer to those 10 inches, that it's going to hit on the strongest part of your body, which would be that sternum or your chest bone there. We want it to shoot at your chest and not your face. So that's why it's important for us to make sure the steering wheel is pointed towards your chest, since that's the strongest part of your body.
And then when you go through the CarFit program, about how long does it take for you to check everything?
So normally it takes about 20 minutes for most people. Sometimes we have more complex cases or they need a lot more adjustments. It would take maybe 30 minutes, but usually within that 20, 30 minutes, we can get people in and out pretty quickly.
Okay. And this is a fairly new program and definitely new to your hospital, right? You just kind of launched this. So one thing that we need to overcome, that there are some older people who are fearful of coming to this program because they think you're going to take the car away from them. But what do y'all do?
So that is 100% correct. We have, this is a new program to our facility, and some of the feedback we've heard when we've done it in the past was, I didn't want to come because I thought they were going to take away my car. That is not our goal here. We are not in charge of taking vehicles away from drivers. That is not our responsibility. My responsibility in the point of the program is to make sure that the vehicles are as safe as possible when you're driving. So we just check the vehicle. There's not even actual driving portion of the test. It's you just drive in, we check, turn your car off, we check the 12 aspects, and then you drive away. So we collect data mainly just to show that we've made changes and to keep record of it, but it doesn't have anything about your driving history or anything on there.
It's not going to be reported to the DMV or anyone.
Nothing like that. So it's just more of data collection that we do collect. But no information is sent to anybody or any agencies or anything like that.
Okay. So that's really important to know. So don't be fearful about doing this. I mean, this is such a great program that could actually save your life, making sure that your seatbelt is right and your steering wheel is adjusted properly. And, you know, no one is going to report you and think you're a bad driver or anything. So just come and get this checked out. So how can people find an event in their area? Because this podcast goes all over the country. So how can they find that?
So you can go to carfit.org and you can search events and it'll pull up a list of all the events and then how to register for an event or get in contact with the person to register.
Okay, great. And tell us about your event, because you have an event coming up here in the Dallas area in Lewisville. So tell us about it.
So Medical City Lewisville is working along with Medical City Denton and Thrive. And so we will be hosting a CarFit event on May 2nd from 9 to 12 at Thrive out here in Lewisville. And you guys can reach out to me. My name is Amanda Mills. My phone number is 469-370-2023. Or you can email me as well at amanda.mills@medicalcityhealth.com. And you can register for the event. We do have limited time slots available since it does take about 2 volunteers per car. So make sure if you're interested to reach out soon.
Okay. And if someone wanted to bring this program to their area, maybe there's no CarFit program, they just contact CarFit and...
Yes. If you go to the website CarFit, you can get in contact. There's some different contacts down there and they can get you in contact with people that can help provide the education and the training so you can bring the program to your facility.
Okay, wonderful. How much does it cost?
It's free.
Yes, my favorite, my very favorite word. All right, well, thank you so much, Amanda. And I hope a lot of people go out and see her on May 2nd. I think it's a wonderful program. So thank you so much for being on. And y'all share this, please, with your friends and family. We want as many people as possible to know about this program and go take their car there to make sure that everything is good and they are safe. So thank you so much for joining us. And we will see you next week. Bye-bye. Thanks.